Alex Zavistovich is the co-founder and artistic director of the Poe Theater. He shared with me that he's been a Poe enthusiast since he was young.
When I was in junior high school, the very first theater experience I had was playing the murderer in The Telltale Heart in high school. And I guess that just started my career trajectory of only playing villains. But after that experience, I started really developing an appreciation for Poe.
And so we have this readathon coming up in May. And to my understanding, Doomsday kind of started in your basement, small group. It was very like intimate and personal, which is how I feel like Poe is almost intended to be read. And now it's grown beyond Baltimore into other states in the nation, other countries even. So how does it stay uniquely Baltimore even as this event is growing?
Our goal with everything that we do is connecting theater and literacy. And being in Baltimore, literacy in Baltimore is crucial to us. There's a direct vector between theater and literacy because you can be the finest actor in the world with the best instincts and eventually someone's going to hand you a script. So literacy is important, and we have extended our offers to volunteer readers from all walks of life, including educators and government leaders and writers, all of whom understand that what we're trying to do is create a sense of community and to further the issue of literacy in the city.
So a 24-hour readathon, a Poe marathon. It sounds very Baltimore. Can you kind of paint a picture what it sounds like, what it looks like?
It's an endurance event. So this year we're going to be doing it at In the Dark Circus Arts in Pigtown. Every half hour, a new reader reads a selection from the works of Edgar Allan Poe, either something they've suggested or something that we will offer to them. And it literally is 24 hours nonstop. We're streaming it at on YouTube. We also are having events co-located with the experience. So we'll be outside for until sunset and then go inside overnight, finish it up outdoors. But from 5 to 6:30 on the 16th, inside, in the Dark Circus Arts and the National Edgar Allan Poe Theater are doing a collaboration called Night Circus, which combines their circus work with our mind reading and mentalism events, all connected to Edgar Allan Poe. And so all of this is happening at the same time. And as you mentioned, there are going to be other coordinated events in Tennessee and in South Carolina, Ayrshire, Scotland, Curitiba, Brazil. It really has grown international.
And what are you looking forward to this year? What's maybe different? What's the same? That's maybe a favorite part of yours. What are you looking forward to?
Oh, sleep when it's over. Yeah, I'm usually about 36 hours awake during whole thing. Yeah, it's intense. I really like the fact that so many readers over the past several years keep coming back. You know, Luke Klippinger, Mark Edelson, both Maryland state delegates. This year we've got Mark Parker, the city council member. We've got Evan Dennis from Pratt Library. The thing that really makes a difference to me is that these folks are volunteering their time because they think that it's worth it. So seeing folks that I may not have seen for a year that are coming here to support what we do is huge for me.
Wonderful. The city that reads, right?
The city that reads.